नमस्कार, मायसेल्फ वासुकीनाथ, पीजीटी एसीएस अनुपुरम। इन टुडे सेशन वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस ऑन मॉड्यूल वन ऑफ स्क्वायर्स एंड स्क्वायर रूट्स। सो फॉर स्क्वायर्स एंड स्क्वायर रूट्स, फर्स्ट लुक ऑन द टर्म स्क्वायर्स। वी हैव अ फिगर rectangle. For rectangle, if you are finding the area, you can find using length into breadth. But in square, in the figure square, if you are finding the area, that will be side into side. Means we are multiplying a number with itself. So that represents square of a number. In your module, in your handout, you can check how we are finding the squares. One square, one into one will be one. Two square, two into two will be four. Three square, three into three will be nine. In same way, we can find the squares. And by looking on the squares, easily you can get properties of squares. So just think on the properties and squares. 4 square 16, 5 square 25. So in every square, first try to look on the digit which is at one's place. First number 1, then 4, then 9, 6, 5 and 0 only. You will find only these digits are coming at one's place in any square. So this can be used as one of the property. In any perfect square, we'll have the digits 1, 4, 9, 6, 5 or 0 at unit place. Now if you are looking for another property, then look on the digits 1 and 9 or look on the numbers whose end with the digit 1 and 9. Their square will always end with 1 because 1 square is 1 and 9 square is 81. Ending digit is 1. In same way, look for the 2 and 8. Square will end with 4 only. 2 square is 4 and 8 square is 64. So same manner, same thing is for 3 and 7. The square end with 9. For the number 4 and 6, the square end with 6. For the number 5, the square end with 5 only. And for the number which end with 0, the square end with also 0. So this can be used as another property. If you are looking for some more properties, just think for the number which ends with 0. If a number ends with 10, their square will end with 2 zeros. If a number ends with 3 zeros, square will end with 6 zeros. Means in a square, will have double zeros. If a number end with 4 zeros, then in a square 8 zero will be there. Now in the same module, you just look for the page number 4. Here we'll have fourth property. In this we are finding the total natural numbers between two consecutive squares. and it also depends upon the number. Between one square and two square will have double of the smallest number. Between two square and three square again will have double of the smallest. Here the smallest number is 2, so 2 into 2, 4 natural numbers. So how many numbers will be there in between 9 square and 10 square? 2 into 9, smallest number. That means 18 natural numbers will be there in between 9 square and 10 square. Now try to look on some more properties. If you are subtracting consecutive odd numbers starting from 1 from any perfect square, you will get 0 in some of the numbers. Will get 0 in only 2, 3 steps, but in some of the numbers maybe 0 will come in many steps. So on that basis we can find the given number is the square of which number. If you are getting 0 in 8 steps, then that number surely will be the square of 8. If you are getting 0 in 10 steps, that number will be square of 10 only. So in this way we can find a perfect square is a square of which number. So on this basis we can decide a perfect square is the sum of consecutive odd numbers starting from 1. Just look for odd numbers. Odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 and many other. So if you are looking for 3 square, that means we have to add 3 consecutive odd numbers. 1 plus 3 plus 5 equal to 3 square. 9 square, we have to add first 9 odd numbers. 1 plus 3 plus 5 plus 7 plus up to 9th number, 9th odd number. So we can find many properties and we'll have many patterns. After writing all the squares, you also can find many properties, and really the patterns which we are getting from the squares are really interesting. One or two patterns we already have discussed in our first module, page number 7. So you also try by yourself by creating some patterns with some different numbers, by managing some different properties, and discuss with your teachers and try to learn these all things in a playing mode. Thank you. Have a nice day. Now we'll meet with the second module.